Hello.
Evening. Good evening. This is Tracy Mayhem. I'm here with Cherry Divine, where I think we might be in the goofy mood today. So I hope you guys are up for that. A little bit of laughter. Cherry, come on in. I didn't get to do any of the fancy stuff that we normally do, the supernatural, the
Yeah,
amazing, the levitator, I can't wait till
I
we
kind of
get to
like
that
the.
point where we can do the telecommunication and the levitation.
I'm going to do teleporting. I just want to be
Yes.
there. I just want to be there like
I just started watching a show last night with one of my kids, and they had the three T's, the telecommunication, the teleporting, and the what was the other T?
Trying. No, just kidding.
Telekinesis. Yeah,
Oh,
trying.
yeah. Oh,
Temperament,
goodness. You
tantrums.
know,
Those are
you did.
mine.
I have to admit, you did mess me up because you started out with good evening. And it's like, huh? Is it evening already? Huh?
Oh, did you not hear the good morning, good afternoon part? Uh-oh. Well, let me start that
Oh.
over. Good morning, good afternoon, and wherever you are, maybe even good evening.
Oh, so you were, see, I was sitting here, it came on, and I just had this gap. And I'm waiting for you to say something. That's when I went, hello? And so they're going to have a hello in there. And then all of a sudden I heard good evening. I
Hello. Oh, well, see, this
was
is it. This is what we got going on today, folks. We are in the Mercury retrograde. If we're not there yet, we're still in the shadow of it. It's the 23rd that it's official. I can't
I
remember.
have no clue. But
Anyways, no matter what, the shadow of it started on the 8th. So we've been kind of feeling the wonkiness of it. And then we've had the geostorm or solar flares or whatever you want to call it. And the
Oh.
Schumann resonance has been off the charts. And that's just playing with us emotionally as well. So,
Oh my gosh. That has hit.
we've got crazy. It's
We
crazy.
do. And then on top of everything, I was in California for about 3 weeks and I drove home yesterday. And it surprised me is I almost teleported. It seemed like 1 minute I was in California and the next I was home. Gosh, I left 7:30, and I was home here at 4:30. And I think it's a 10-hour drive. That could be 10 hours, but I'm a little froggy. Just a little froggy, guys. You just
Yeah.
get home
Well, I'm
after
glad that
three.
you're. Here's what I want to say, because I'm glad you're safe. Out here where I live, it's pretty mellow. You don't hear a lot of sirens. You hear them once in a while, but lately it has been insane. And I'm on the web page or the Facebook page for the town I live in, and the last week we have had three crashes that have had fatalities, and I believe one other
Oh.
one that wasn't a fatality but still blocked the highway for like 2 hours while they were cleaning up the mess. And it's just been insane. It's like, what the heck is happening? Why aren't
I'll tell
people,
you.
people are just being crazy on the road, so be careful.
Well, and that's it. And with everything that's going on, I was so spacey for days. I mean, what was it, last week's show? Or was it the week or before I left? It was,
You're just
I
proving your
don't
point. Just keep
know.
going.
I don't know, but I almost could not function. But I'll tell you what, my drive down to California, because I knew there was going to be snow and ice over the Siskiyous, so I decided to go 101 down the coastline into California and up and over. Oh
Yeah.
my gosh, it started snowing outside of Eugene going over the mountains, which wasn't bad. It was along the coastline where there was horrible rain and snow and winds. And at one point, it is blowing me towards the west. And I was on the outside lane, and all there is drop off
Oh.
into the ocean. And I'm just going, okay, angels, be around me, because if I'm going to have a car accident, I can't have one where my family cannot find me. That would make them crazy. And so I finally make it to Eureka, California, unharmed, even though I did see a southbound semi trailer truck over on the wrong side of the road into the rock wall. Finally dawned on me that a wind hit him and pushed him over. And so then, I was trying to miss the snow over the Siskiyous. No, I hit a pass going from Eureka over to Williams so I could get on I-5. And
wow.
It became blizzard conditions, snow piling up so quick. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going 5-10 miles an hour or something like that. And all the cars in front of me are slow. And I actually think, gosh, I should take a picture of this for Facebook. And then I'm going, am I insane? Am I just insane?
Yeah,
you know what
know
I
the
just
torture thought. You're going through.
Oh, I know you do. I mean, I wanted to have pictures to show everybody. But you know what I just thought of, Tracy? We've just gone on with life, folks. I'm glad you're all here.
We need to start talking about how they find the places to chat
right.
with us and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for
I mean,
it.
Our lives are interesting, but you may want to know some of this other stuff.
So she gets serious. So.
So you can go. You can chat with us either on the blog talk. How about blog talk chat room, which is open, or on Facebook at Cat Media 2. And I did post that in the blog talk chat room, so you know how to get there. Anyway, that on Facebook, we go there off and on all week long, and it is a closed group. So, some people like their spiritual path a little quieter than others. And we will be taking your calls around the half hour at 646-668-8389. And so, there. Now, back to life.
Yes. Well, first I'm going to say hello to Linda and Debbie and Brenda and Kelly, who have all jumped over to the chat room and started chatting with us. Hopefully I didn't miss anyone. Beth's over there as well. So hello to you guys. Let's get chatting over here. They love our subject, and our subject is how we rise by lifting others. And it is so true. So we can start yakking away about that now. How about that?
You know, I witnessed that more than once in my life, but I know I discussed this last week about being at the Women's Rocking Business Conference, and you get into an energy of that amount of people, and everybody is saying positive, and the energy is just exponentially uplifting. That's when you're able to move and really formulate plans and ideas, and you have that support. Not only is the person who's giving the uplifting words and support and messages, they hold an energy that's higher and moves up higher. So does the person they're reaching out to. I start to say down, but it isn't down, but it's out to. So, yeah. But I know.
Mm-hmm.
See, Tracy thought of the subject. So I'm thinking something came up in her life, and I'm going to ask her to tell us about it now. So, Tracy,
what
happened in your life?
Oh, my God. I came up with that like a week ago. You can make me remember.
I know. What was
there
happening?
There was something. What was happening?
I don't know. You tell me.
I got to think about that because I do. There was something that was making me think, we as we help others, we raise ourselves. But, that'll come to me.
It will. But have you ever noticed when you're, I don't do the gossipy negative hardly at all anymore. I am human. Occasionally I drop down, but then I remember and come back up. And have mm-hmm. you ever noticed when you're talking maliciously or sarcastically or negatively about someone else, you can feel the pull of your energy body going down with it, and you have very little to no movement. It's very challenging to get your momentum going, but you get completely pulled down too. Then if you pay attention, when you start reaching out to someone and your heart chakra is open, your whole beingness, you're in your power, and all of a sudden you notice everything's moving, you feel terrific, you feel healthier, you feel more vital, all of it. the colors become sharper out in the world. Things are easier, you know, or maybe they aren't always easier, but they feel more fluid. So you go through those challenges with smaller hiccups, you know, those little up and down moments. Yes, those life hiccups, and you feel it. It's that heart support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, I'm kind of remembering what got me to that is, you know, I know a couple of people, this energy, like we were saying, it can be kind of wonky out there and it can stir up emotions. If you're in a good place, it might be good emotions. But if you got some other stuff going on, like a breakup or a move that you have to do or life is stressful, it might be amplifying that. And so I've talked to a few people over the last 2 weeks or so that are going through some stuff. And you know what? Sometimes they just need that ear to talk to so that they can put a voice to their feelings, but then also being the positive influence of reminding them that they're going to get through it. They're strong. They're mighty, powerful people. And that, you know, this is tough, but they got what they need to get through it. And just helping them remember that they are supported, that they do have people that love them all around them, and that this is a temporary situation. Let's get you through it and let's support each other. And, I'm going to share something that happened on Monday. And I was working with a client that I'm pretty sure she'd be okay with me sharing this. One of her guides came in, and this guide was just amazing. And he was there to work with what is love, what is unconditional love. And so I was getting some downloads, I guess is what I would call it, on what this guide was meaning by that. And he takes me to this planet or this world that he comes from, and it was just gorgeous. It was this gorgeous, beautiful planet. And he says, do you want to meet my family? And I said, of course I want to meet your family. And he takes me to the edge of this cliff and he shows me the entire city. He says, that's my family.
Oh,
and it was
goodness.
So powerful. And I was like, of course that's your family. Of course, why don't we all think like this? You know, everyone in this city, he would treat like family, like someone that he loved and cared about, because he did love and care about them. And, you know, if someone had fallen, they're going to help them up, you know, and it just made me excited that there is this reality somewhere that exists. And it's like, let's create it here. Everyone is family. Let's rise up and help others to rise up. You know, a lot of people have fallen and they're pretty deep in that, you know, and they're distracted and they've lost their way or whatever, but some encouragement, some loving words, some compliments, whatever it is to lift somebody up, that vibration is going to come back to you and amplify, and it's going to be amazing. So go out and be the amplifier today.
Well, you know, awesome. And it's so true. And another thing you can help people see and understand is when we are going through something, somehow it is serving us. And we don't always understand that, but there's a lesson and a message, you know, in it. And when we step back from this idea of how hard it is, how difficult and how it takes away from, and look at what is the real meaning in this? What is the real message? We move through it quicker. I need to check in for a minute. I'm getting kind of a mental tug. And, you know, it's just a sec. When you speak of the world in which the one showed you, the city, the family-filled city, it is remembering we are difficulty today. When we walk within the knowingness of our true beauty and our true light, it is then that we generate the emotion of love, love without conditions, and we see the connectedness of ourselves and all others. In this world that you visited, it is past the emotions of despair, past the emotion of fear, but into the knowingness of the full connection of all life. When you look out into this world of yours here today, look out and see the connectedness of all life. When you see one who is in despair, send love, for there is a part of you that is despairing. When you see one in their fear, send out love, for there is a part of you that is still in fear. When you see one that seems to be suffering, do not judge. Instead, send love. For you know the answer, that it would live inside of you somewhere too. Or you may just be the bringer of light, the bringer of love. This may be your chosen supporting role for this particular lifetime. Yet, when you look out, as the woman Tracy said, and see the world as your family and the family that you adore and love, it will amplify the energy on earth. It amplifies your energy. It will reach off the spaces of earth and reconnect you with the family that lives outside in this universe and universes beyond. Feel now, not the aching of your heart that mankind so talks about, but feel the beauty of love that lives in your heart and see it expand out into the energy body of you and beyond, touching all life on earth and reaching out into the atmospheric ranges and securing even more love and the family that is beyond your seeing of this world. Okay, we're all connected now.
Yes, and it is. The magic of seeing the world as your family is so powerful. So,
you know, go ahead, honey. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just forming thoughts as they pop in. And it's just, you know, I get visuals why we're doing these and just messages along the way. And it just shows me like that collective consciousness, sending love into the collective consciousness. If we could all do a little bit of that each day and just keep sending love into that collective consciousness where there's so much fear right now. You know, you turn the TV on and somebody's been shot, or, you know, like I was saying, looking at the Facebook page and there's three different accidents with fatalities, and it's scary. You know, you get scary things coming in. We need to balance this out. It's not to say that it's not important to be informed, but let's balance it out with some love, and we can embrace both sides. We can embrace that, yeah, there's some things out there we don't like, but let's also spend some time looking at the things that we love and create some balance and shift that energy from being entirely in fear to understanding that there's so much out there that's greater than anything we know, and that energy is there supporting us and bringing in wonderful things as well. So,
you know, while we were talking about family, and I could feel this out into our audience, is there are some people that have conflicts within their family. They feel separated from, they feel angst and different things. And we're putting out the message to open your heart and connect outside as if people are your family. And I could feel people registering doubt and conflict in this. And now remember, in the wisdom of all that we are, we chose each and every person that came into our life or comes into, and whose lives we have come into. We have asked for lessons. We have asked for experiences. So even if we are in a biological family that seems to be upsetting or disheartening or whatever, there is actually a message and a lesson in that. When you can open your heart and send love out, and without judging yourself or those outside of you, you're actually able to see more of the lesson, of the message, and it allows you to move through that part of your life much more easier. How about easier? I like easily and easier. you know, my mind's writing in front of me. It's so funny. It's like when I say writing, it's W-R-I-T-I-N-G. I'm getting all these letters coming in, like somebody's just writing it out. So even, you know, love the biological family, even if there seems to be discord or disruption, because those that we have the closest to us bring us our greatest challenges, but those challenges have messages for us. So that's something to remember, and we ask them to be there. Doesn't that just make mm-hmm. you shake your head, go, what the heck was I thinking?
often I do. But, yes. You know, the truth is that it's all there for us. Everything around you, the experiences, the job, the people, the ups, the downs, it's all there for you. Mm-hmm. And so when you start looking at the world like that, then you start figuring out what it is. You can start shifting it and moving it. I don't want these particular things happening. So what do I need to look at? And you can start making some positive changes. It does work. Sometimes it doesn't work in our time frame, but it does work. And yeah, we want it yesterday, kind of a feel to it. But, you know, sometimes it will take a couple weeks or a couple months, maybe even a year or two. Who knows? It depends on what that lesson is and how many people are involved. And sometimes the lessons we're learning, we're also helping others through theirs. And so, you know, it's a group effort. And yeah, pray for that group.
Yeah. That's it. You know, and like I said, the people that we have closest to us bring us our greatest challenges. But the other day, I had this dream, and in it, my late husband came in. And my hair's been growing long, not because I think I should have great long hair. I don't know what to do with it right now, so I'm not doing anything. Anyway, and I have my hair fixed, and he's looking at me in this dream. And all of a sudden, he goes, yeah, but now they can see you're gray. And right there, bubble was popped. And I woke up angry at him because he was kind of like that. He wasn't much of a complimenter. And, you know, I thought about it for a minute, and I went to do something. I came back in, and I got this, oh, my gosh, he was my mirror. And it just instantaneously, and it was because I can walk by a mirror 1 second and say, gosh, you look good. And then all of a sudden walk by it again within the next second, and I'll notice a fault or what, a flaw. And I thought he mirrored my inner emotions, and that just gave me great insight. It isn't that he didn't say nice things or anything like that, but he had a lot of Virgo in him, and not saying anything bad about Virgos, but many times a Virgo, their way of complimenting you is letting you know what's, you know, your blush is too bright, or your, you know, whatever. Anyway, and that way to let you know to get toned down. You know, I'm trying to get my foot out of my mouth here.
No, keep going.
It is actually a Virgo trait. Their way of complimenting is not necessarily a direct compliment, but, you know, letting you know to fix something so that you're put together. That's just part of it. I'm an Aries. We step in, open our mouths before thinking, insert foot. See, it's just part of who I am. I can't help it. No, just kidding.
I must have Aries in my chart there somewhere.
Yeah. We dive in.
Probably
then we
in communication.
No water. Like, whoops, there I go again. But anyway, and so that was great because, of course, when we see these things, we bring in people who are very close to us, and they will actually mirror what's going on us or going on within us, or push our buttons, you know, to create these challenges. So when we look out at that and say, gosh, look at what they're doing to help me in an odd way, and we are able to send more love, not just to them, but to ourselves too.
Of course. Yeah. Because we're healing a part of ourselves that also need that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you know, there's so many pieces to us that we don't even realize could use some healing or some nurturing or some love or some gentleness. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, all through our lives, we get these fragmented parts of us that went through trauma or went through a disappointment or whatever. And on the surface we got through it, but there's that deeper, and I'm sure all of you have heard of like inner child work and different things like that, but you know, we store things in a core level, and sometimes we haven't healed some of those pieces. We just moved on from them. And so it can be nice to go back and nurture and love those parts. And the universe will mirror that to us through others. And when we can nurture someone else through something that is a mirror to that, then we get to heal that part in ourselves. So look at those as opportunities and find ways to help others where you're also healing yourself. Great,
you know,
plan.
It is. And I know Tracy works with a lot of people, and so do I. And that's one of the things that when I'm tapped in and working with somebody, I'm picking up on those inner pieces that have fragmented out from this lifetime and others. A lot of times, you know, I'll pull in this certain age, and all of a sudden the person will go, I've already, you know, I understand that. And I said, yes, your adult mind understands it. You've learned how to rationalize it, yet you've never gone in and listened to that inner voice and what was happening with you there, what you were feeling, and actually comforted and pulled that back into you. It's exactly what you're saying, Tracy, about the fragmenting or splintering. There's so many different terminologies, but it's all the same thing. It's a separation from, and a point that was not acknowledged and nurtured and loved and held tight. And so it stands out away from us and continues to create in our life from that point of trauma.
Yeah, and you know, it's fun to watch people are moving through this stuff. They're rising above it now. They're healing those pieces, and it's creating, like I said, or like both Cherry and I said, the world is mirroring to you. So when it doesn't have to mirror the sorrows and the sadness and the hurts and the pains anymore, it gets to start mirroring some other pretty magical things. And I've seen people in the last year just create some crazy amazing things. And dreams that are coming true and traveling that they get to do that they've always wanted to do and different things because they're doing their work and they're moving out of those old wounds and not looking back at those anymore. So definitely encourage people to do this kind of work if they're finding themselves being faced with either repeat things, you know, how we feel like we get in these cycles and it's like, didn't I already do this? Now we're doing it again and here it is again. And so, you know, starting to heal those things will stop the cycle and bring you something new and better. So I want to say something real quick because we have callers on the board. I just want to make sure that if you do have a question, press the number one. It puts a question mark by your phone number for us so that we know that you do have a question. And we will be looking for that. Perfect.
Okay. And before we take callers, I want to do something really quick. Okay?
I want you to do it really slow, but then whatever.
Okay. How about if I just do it really whatever.
Let's compromise.
Whatever pace. Yeah. We can whatever pace it's meant to do. One, remind yourself you are a powerful being. Everybody listening and those who are going to listen later, at this moment, or at the moment you listen, remember you are a very powerful being. You are connected to the source of all life, and you are connected to all life. Now, move into your energy, your focus, into your heart chakra, and see it begin to glow. Beautiful, bright rainbow colors. Now see those beautiful, bright rainbow colors go out into your energy field. Now here's the secret is when we have disruptions in our own speaking, it is really nothing to do with us, but where there is hesitation within another. So if you've had hesitation, and many believe that the heart chakra is just a beautiful green, not always. It moves from color to color. So we choose to use the brilliance of the rainbow at this particular moment and take it into the heart chakra and let that amplify out into your energy field, bringing you brilliance. Now with this, add the most glorious gold and silver. amplifying all of the colors of the rainbow. Now, children, feel how magnificent and empowered and loving you feel in this moment. Send your attention out to planet Earth and all of the inhabitants of, and send your color out. Send out waves of light, the brilliance of the colors of the rainbow, the brilliance of the colors of silver and gold, and the heart magic and touch all of the inhabitants of planet Earth with wave after wave after wave of love. Feel this from inside inner Earth to the atmospheric ranges of outer Earth and beyond. Amplify your love now in this moment. Be the beacon of light that you are. Be the way shower that you are. And feel the magic of all that you are. Now I'm going to ask you to ground back out, back into this earth, ground in, ground in. Many of you are choosing to stay out, but we would like you to come back into this physical moment, grounded with the beatific light of you, sending waves of love inward and outward.
Nice.
Okie dokie. Okay, I feel ever so much better.
And on that note, Cherry, tell people how they can find you and what's going on for you right now. What can they look forward to as events that you're doing?
Well, as you notice, I am just pure magic. Anyway.
Powerful, powerful person.
Pure magic. Well, you can find me on CherryDivine.com or go to Cherry Divine LLC on Facebook and like my page, become my friend. I love you. And boy, you're going to find on my front page of my website everywhere I'm going to be and everything I'm going to be doing. I will be in California the 7th and 8th of April at the Healing Arts Fair. April 14th and 15th, I will be at the Santa Rosa Mystical Fair. Oh, and the first one's in Sacramento, the second one's in Santa Rosa. Then I'll be here in Albany, Oregon on 21st and 22nd for the Rasani Fair. And then starts after the Rasani in May 18th through the 20th, are my Mount Shasta journeys and retreats. I've got three of them coming up. And you want to talk magic? It is magic. So there's a lot going on. I'm going to be doing classes here before long and different things. So, yeah, I'm just a busy girl.
Busy little bee. I love it.
Yes, I do too. I do too. But and I did post our websites on both the Blog Talk chat room and on the Cat Media chat room.
Awesome. All right. So I don't want to cut you off. I want to make sure that you've got everything you wanted to say.
I did. If I had any more to say, you wouldn't get to speak at all.
That's right. I'm going to cut you off now. No.
Please, please do.
All right, you guys. So what am I doing? This weekend, we have a online psychic fair, and I posted the link for the page that we're going to be holding that on. There will be 6 readers. We have an astrologer, a pet psychic, some psychic mediums, healers, just about anything you want. You could probably find one of us do it. So come on over. It's the Online Healing Arts Fair is the group page. Just ask to be a member of that. We did make it a private group just so that any questions and comments that are posted on there will remain private. And so that's on Facebook. That is an online psychic fair, 23rd, 24th, 25th. That's this weekend, you guys. Come on over. We got some good specials going, and there's each one of the readers is going to offer a prize, and that will be listed, I believe, tomorrow. We're going to start posting what the readers are doing, what the prices are, and what the prizes are. And you can be entered to win a prize with when you book a reading. So come on over and do that. You guys can find me and what I do at TracyMahan.com, and that's TracyMahan.com. Come find me on Facebook. I'm always posting stuff over there, Tracy Mahan, CHT. And let's see, anything else? Oh, Patreon page. Always posting new hypnosis and meditations over there on the Patreon page as well. And you can find that information on TracyMahan.com. You can find it on all of my banners on Facebook, whatever, you'll find it. So Patreon.com, if you guys are interested in pre-recorded hypnosis or meditations, I put them all over there. Okay, shall we go to the readers? Or to the
callers?
Let's go under the readings.
Yes, we shall. So, caller, with the last 4 digits, 6949, we're going to ask you who you are, where you're calling from, and for one specific question. And we say one because we can only go in so far, and we have a lot of callers on the line. So, hi, who are we talking to? Caller with the last 4 digits, 6949? Okay, well, we will come back to you. And let's try this one. Again, we're going to ask for your first name, where you're calling from, and one specific question. Caller with the last 4 digits, 3457, you are on the air. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. My one question is, I just want to know, what do you all see coming up? Pretty good for me. I don't know what to ask. I mean, I have a lot going on.
We need one specific. What's important to you right this moment?
My health.
Your health.
Yes, ma'am.
Whoa, sorry. I don't know what just happened there. But somebody, you must be having great health. There's a lot of clapping. Tracy, do you want to step in?
Okay, hi, Melvin. I don't know where the clapping is coming from, but I like it. That's a good sign, right?
I have
permission to tune into you physically then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The first thing that's coming in, and it's not always going to be directly related to the question, like a physical thing, but the first thing that I see coming in is that you need to get out and have some more fun. Some of the health problems are just from getting in ruts and not getting out and having fun. And it is a very important part of staying healthy. So that's one of the things I see for you. And I don't know if you're getting enough water, enough hydration. So maybe adding some water.
Yeah.
Are you doing a lot of hydrating?
Well, no, ma'am. Well, I'm drinking a lot of bottled water every day.
Yeah.
I just have a funny feeling around my heart sometimes. But I had a test. I was in the hospital, and I had a test done on my heart, and it said it's fine. But it's just like
okay,
a funny...
I'm going to talk to you about that because I'm so
there
glad you
go.
Brought it up. It is happening to a lot of people right now. And if you heard the earlier part of the show, we were talking about the solar flares and the geostorms and all the stuff that's going on for the month of March. And it is causing people to have like a fluttery heart thing. Is that what it feels like? Like your heart starts to just do this flutter thing?
Or
yeah,
even banging?
Like somewhat. It's kind of hard to describe. I have like a numb-like feeling in my chest area, around my heart area. And then it's not fluttery. Well, it's jittery sometimes.
Yeah.
It could be from the geo, the magnetic pulses that are coming from the solar flare, whichever one NASA claims. I don't know which one they claim. And we got two different things going on. A geostorm is what I think they're calling it. And then others are calling it solar flares. But it creates this magnetic flux that is kind of playing with all of us on a physical level. So that is a good possibility for you.
Yeah,
because I'm drained. I sleep a lot. You know, I get up and eat breakfast and take my meds. And I like right now, today, I normally be asleep and wake up around about 7 or 8 in the in the afternoon, but I've been draining lately. And you're right, mm-hmm. I am, you know, in the house a lot because I injured my lower back in my left knee.
No, I was picking up on the lower back part.
Oh, yeah.
So I was picking up on that. Do you mind if I step in, Trace?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah,
okay, and that's it. It's the meds you're on for your lower back is affecting your sleep patterns. That's one of the things that's going on, and I was picking up on the lower back. You may want to try cortisone shots. I don't normally state that, but it does feel like it could actually be beneficial for you. Stretches, go to a therapeutic masseuse, one for backs. You do have some degeneration going on down at the disc, the lower disc, but also with the muscles, the way they are tensed up. A therapeutic massage and stretches could help you greatly. It does feel like you need to get out and get more exercise, and there's a change in your diet that's necessary. I agree with Tracy on the heart thing, the movement of the heart, that feeling that it is the fluttery or even banging all of a sudden, like it's really thumping hard, and you may even be experiencing some lightheadedness, and that is due to the electromagnetic field, the deregulation that's going on in it right now. They did check the arteries going up to the through the neck. You don't have plaque buildup. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. They did check it, and they gave me some blood thinners.
Yeah.
And but they want to. They said I had a mini stroke, but the doctor said I may have had one. Then she said I may not. So I really don't know.
Well, and that's difficult for them to tell because what they do is run brain scans, and they'll see where there's an injured part of the brain, and that's how they tell if there was a stroke. It feels like there was a movement of a blood clot that went through, and that caused a little disruption. The blood thinners are great for you right now. So it is one of the things I would tell you is, do keep regular checkups with your Western medicine doctor for right now, but also look into, things that are holistic that will assist you in healing. So if you'd like to go much deeper or anything like that, you can set up an appointment with Tracy or with me, we can look deeper into it. Again, we're on the radio, so we can only go so far. Tracy, did you have any more to add?
No. No, I really think other than I do encourage you to find something that's fun, not just mm-hmm. distracting. You know, I'm not talking like solitaire online. I'm talking like get some fresh air or, you know, find a way to either get outside, even if it's only in your backyard for a couple minutes, and just get nature because you need some part of nature, being outside, being in the fresh air, being in the sunshine. If I don't know, some of us are getting sunshine right now. Some of us are still in drastic weather. So
yes. Well, I'm going to send you all an email. Well, I don't know, because I'm going to pull up your website and to go in debt. Do y'all do, y'all have PayPal for a reading or something like that?
Yes, we do.
I really need some help because I'm just tired of feeling so sluggish, sleepy all the time, like I don't have the energy, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, being a diabetic, you know, it's hard because I injured my back and my left knee, and it's like limited my ability to go walking because I normally walk 5 miles 3 times a week, but I can't do it right now.
Oh, okay. Well, Melvin, we do thank you for calling in, but we have to go to another caller now.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes, bye-bye.
All right, send your email. Thank you.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
All right.
Perfect.
And we're going to send you love and light, and we're going to ask all of the listeners right now to send Melvin supportive light, supportive love, and to assist him with his physical issues and into becoming much healthier. Okay, caller with the last four digits, 3177, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one question?
Hi, this is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi.
And my one question is, well, I've been noticing, and this really just came up strong the last couple hours, which I'm very grateful for, but I've been noticing on how I get these great ideas, I follow them, and then, so this happened with my book, this happened with this landing page I just put up, and then this marketing campaign I just started. So I put it up there, I go do it, I'm so excited about it, and then it sort of sits for a little bit. And I noticed on how my thoughts are like, well, no one's going to sign up, and why bother, and that was a waste. It's weird. And like a weird question, but I've been wondering as far as like why, where did this develop? Because I don't think it's, I mean, I think we would normally say it's from childhood, but I think this is a new thing that I started doing because I ran my business before and I don't think I was doing this before, just to feed the ideas like that.
Oh, so you're
self-saboteur. I can feel Cherry chomping at the bit. So Jessica, I'm going to let Cherry go first.
Well, you know, and this is the really great thing. It can be with us for many, 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 many years. It can stem from earlier in life and not show up until a little bit later after we've already had one experience or two experiences. And, you know, this is one of the things I'm getting. This isn't coming from your childhood. I get that you're correct on that. This is coming through a past life experience, and it had to do with stops and starts and no success in that particular life. And oh my goodness, there goes the lower back right there. So it was an unsupported lifetime. So doing meditations on which past life is actually affecting you now, and it feels like two lifetimes ago, and you're going to find the answers to that. And it is a self-saboteur, but also coming from a family that didn't believe in anything but the same old drudgery that everybody did. That meant go out and hoe the gardens. It meant take care of the cow. It meant take care, you know, and never expect to get anywhere. No changes. It was just survival. So this is actually really presenting itself. So it's a time to go back and find the lessons and the magical experiences of that life and the information and knowledge you had of that and the dreamer, the looking outside of what everybody just accepted. But actually this time, pull that into this lifetime and what you're doing now. Only see yourself fully, fully, fully supported. And I would also suggest for you to build, and Tracy and I talked about this, I think, last week's show, your tribe, your support group. Really initiate a group, because when you're doing it by yourself all the time, it's easier to get into those thoughts where if you have somebody to call and say, wow, I just put up my page, now I'm having these self-defeating thoughts. You know, do you mind talking with me about it and getting some input? But do reflect on past life experience, okay? That's why I was frothing at the
great.
Bed. It was really coming in. Tracy?
Wow.
Oh, she's
to confirm 110% on the past life, because before Cherry even started talking, I said, I'm writing down triggered past life. The age was your trigger. You reached a certain age, and all of a sudden there was this memory download of a lifetime or lifetimes that were not successful for you, or that you had to work, push, and really get into the struggle part of it. And you just pulled it all in like a magic genie. And now you're manifesting and creating that. And that little voice in your head is an old voice from another lifetime that's doing the, oh, well, that was for nothing and no one's coming and that was a silly idea and whatever else. That's all an old voice. Yeah.
And now I'm going to tell you, Tracy and I are not sitting together. She's at her home in Banks, Oregon. I'm in Albany, Oregon. That's almost 2 hours apart. And
yeah.
So we're getting the same exact information to the point I'm saying it, but she had already began writing it down.
Yeah,
so
I did. I wrote it down. I just giggled over here when you said that because I was like, I already have it down. No, no, no. Oh.
So really look into that. Yes.
Jessica. This is going to be a shameless plug for my Patreon page, but this week I downloaded a hypnosis for cutting cords, and it's cutting cords with things that are no longer working for you in this life, but also things from past lives. And it's $8 a month to be part of the Patreon page, but it gives you access to that. And I also have a past life regression recording on there that you can do. So there's lots of different hypnosis, but those are two of the ones that I would highly recommend for you. You got to cut some cords. And if you don't want to do the Patreon page, I just highly recommend you cut cords to this past life, but you want to bring in the healing with it. Make sure. Sorry.
No, you're pulling
your
up where she is.
I know. I'm pulling something up. Anyway,
you're pulling
you
in where
you
she was voiceless
it.
In her other lives.
Yeah. Probably so, because that's a very mirroring to some stuff that I've gone through, too. So, anyways, beautiful Jessica.
Wow.
Cut those cords.
Wow,
let
thank
go
you.
Of the lifetime. Release. And let us know how that all goes for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah.
You're
that's
welcome.
Exciting stuff.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wonderful. Yeah, that is funny because it definitely was mirroring for some stuff for me, and I think I was choking up on both of our stuff maybe.
Well, that's it, and gosh, when we tap into people, we will pull in what's going on with them or had gone on with them, and so
right.
As soon as you start doing that and you said it, you know, it was mirroring some of your stuff, it was. I got where both of you were voiceless at different times. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, caller with the last four digits, 3079. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your one specific question?
This is Elizabeth. I'm in Oregon.
Hey, Liz.
Hey,
Elizabeth.
Hey, how you doing? And I have a question. I've been having problem with my hip. When I go for hikes, it clicks. And it seems to move based on the day. Sometimes it's more to the right, sometimes it's more to the center, and so I'm just wondering what's going on with that hip.
So you're saying it moved to the right, which makes me think it's the right leg. Are we on the right side?
Well, we're on the right side, but you know, I thought it was the hip joint, but then it moved more to more my back, my middle of my back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more to the center, and I even felt it a little bit on the left side, but not as far to the left as, you know, more left center, but it's happening mostly on the right side. Because
it's really weird.
The
emotion as I'm listening to you, and I'm tuning into the sound of your voice and taking the energy down to your hip, and all of a sudden I just got hit with so much sadness and grief. So I don't know if there's something from the masculine side, like a father energy or something, that would be bringing that in. I'm not that far into it yet. So let's just keep pulling that in. There's something. Is there something that you were doing that you were working on or moving towards that didn't work out, and you just kind of let it go?
Gosh, I don't know. I have to think about that.
Yeah, there's something that's creating some sadness. I'm kind of multitasking here as I'm working on asking your body to release the sadness. Okay, so, and you said that goes into the back and the spine?
Yeah, it goes like, but that's kind of like your tailbone area, you know, that low.
Yeah. It's heavy energy. I'm going to hand this off to Cherry, and I'm going to do energy work on you. How does that sound?
Oh, sounds
good. Okay, first of all, you are out of balance on your hips, and that's one of the things, and it's affecting the leg joint. And I could feel a shooting pain going down to the knee occasionally on the right-hand side. It's also up into the neck region, and there's a stiffness, a rigidness that you're holding yourself to, but you're also not feeling supported in life. Now, I do have a little bit of a history with Elizabeth, but and she is going through things that, in where Tracy said, something you hadn't completed. And in truth, there have been some starts and stops, but you're moving through those. It is very important for you to continue to have support, though. Also balance the masculine and feminine energy within your body. And I, for me, I was seeing your grid, the grid around the spinal column and the rest of the bone structure and infrastructure of the bone. And then a grounding out and a balancing of the energy bodies from the inner, outer, and the power chakra has been shut down too, and that's affecting it. So there's a lot going on with you. It is important, though, to start balancing masculine and feminine, balancing your life, receiving support, and energy work. Or, and again, we're looking at things that help release, and that can be a therapeutic massage. But being willing to let that go into releasing the blocked energy in the body. So you got a lot of things going on. A chiropractic work would help, because that would help. Yeah. It feels like one leg's longer than the other. And so that puts off your stride when you're walking, and it puts tension on the knee, but also works against the balance within the hip region.
That might be something, because I got a new knee. Did that link? I got a new knee in 2016. I thought maybe that had changed the length of one of my legs.
Well, you had compensated for the bad knee before, and so you were already off balance or out of balance.
Oh,
and
okay.
So this is affecting it here. Yes, so it is to go in and do look at chiropractic adjustment.
I'm going to pop in real quick. I know that we don't have much time, but I want to pop in real quick, Elizabeth. And I got the same things as I was sitting here, a chiropractic adjustment and massage. Put it on the list.
I got it.
Yeah, it's going to help a lot. But then also this beautiful, beautiful angelic energy came in and is bringing in love and compassion. And I want you to work with this energy. I'm asking, is this an angel or is it a guide? It feels like a guide coming in, and I want you to ask that energy to help you to heal the stuck energy that is in these areas, so that when you get the adjustments, they can actually stay adjusted versus going back out of place because the problem's still there. So ask for the healing on all levels to come in for that, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you.
That was a lot of good info.
Okay, bye. All right,
bye-bye.
Wow, we're down to the last few
minutes.
We can
do a speed one.
We can do a speed one. Okay.
Sorry to all of those that we didn't reach.
Okay.
Here we go.
Speed one, 4252, you're on the air. Who's calling? What's your question? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Okay, Catherine from New York. My question is if I should approach Bradley today for work.
Yes.
If it'll go well if I approach.
Tracy saying a speed one. Yours is easy. Yes.
Okay, maybe we can do another one now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Go.
Yes.
I feel good about it.
Okay, 2301, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question that we're going to answer really quick?
This is Julia. I'm calling from Florida. And my one question is, my daughter wants me to move to where she lives in Kansas City, Kansas.
Do you want to go with that one, Tracy?
That one's not going to be as easy. There is a tug of war going there. Like, you got a foot in both places. It feels like there's a compromise there. And I don't know if that means that you like spend a couple months there and yet you keep a way to be in, you said Florida, because it feels like you got a hard attachment there in Florida too. So there's something that pulls at you. So I think you need to do something in the form of some form of compromise before this feels right for you. There's a reason you're asking the question. There's something that isn't quite, maybe not enough information, but something didn't fall in place yet. Okay, Cherry.
I get that. It isn't that you don't want to live close to your daughter. You're just not interested in Kansas area.
Yes.
You do like Florida. You like the weather and everything else about Florida. It does feel as if you could make it work if you want to, but gosh, I just get that not at this time, more not at this time. Or if you do, or do you own your home in Florida?
No, just renting.
Okay, is because always keep the money aside to go back if you choose to, because it feels like you could do 6 months there, 6 months
yeah.
in Florida, 6 months there,
yeah,
6 months
there. Yeah, there's a compromise there.
Mm-hmm.
I get the
yeah.
same thing, sweetie. Yeah,
okay.
There's a way for you to do both, and I want you to entertain that. Yeah. Okay,
awesome.
Everybody.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hey, Tracy, do you
yeah.
have anything you have to do right this second?
Right now, no, I can.
Okay,
I can
we have one caller left that we could do really, really fast if you want. It won't be heard on the air, but it would be answering that caller.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, last caller, 0563, you're on the air, and who are you? What is your question? Where are you calling from?
I'm
Hello?
Calling from New York. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Ali. I'm calling from New York.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful. Okay,
and
what's
my question? My question is about relationships.
Oh, we need you to be really specific because our show is over and we're answering as quick as we can. So what relationship are you
okay.
looking at?
Well, I'm looking at right now I'm pregnant. So I want to know how is that going to go?
You're pregnant?
Like, the past. Yeah. No, being with the boy that I'm pregnant by.
Okay,
oh.
basically. So the father of the child.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to go first, Tracy, or shall I?
Go ahead. You sound like you've got some information coming in. I'm still looking.
I do. Honey, it doesn't feel like it's a strong relationship. It feels as if you two do get together, it is not going to be lasting. It feels like there's already conflict in this relationship. It has its good moments, but it's having more that are out of alignment and not supporting you. You know, here's the thing is sometimes our children do choose to come in without having the father's present. And my daughter did that also. And so it's knowing that you have the blessing in the actual baby more than you do in the relationship with the man. And you will,
yeah.
you know, find support in this. Okay. Tracy, what did you get, honey?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned your daughter because I feel like you have a little girl, but I don't know. Do you know yet?
No, I don't know.
Oh, it'll be fun to find out. That's part of the blessing. But I agree that this is something that this is more about you and that baby. I do feel like he will be around, but I'm with Cherry. This doesn't feel like you could pursue this relationship and keep it for a while, but you deserve so much more than what you're getting out of this. And, you know, you need somebody that is showing you every day that he loves you. And I don't know that
yeah,
this
like that
guy's
too.
Up to the challenge. You know, it's not to say anybody's a bad guy or a good guy. It's just, you know, there's contracts in this world. And maybe you guys had a contract to bring this baby in. But
mm-hmm.
I feel like you have a greater love out there that's going to come into your life if you're willing to allow that to happen. But you know what, you got to follow your heart. So if you need to play this out a little bit with the baby's father, then you know, do that. But I recommend that you always keep at least a good friendship there for your daughter's sake, and
mm-hmm.
You know, that will improve everyone's lives if you have a good bond on that level. But I do feel like you have a great love that's going to come into your life, and I don't feel like that's him.
Yep, I agree with Tracy. But do make sure you have support through this all the way through this on the emotional level. Reach out to family and friends and know you're not doing this alone. And it does take certain energy bodies for to create the child. And that is one of the things that we're becoming more and more aware of. So thank you for calling in, sweetie, and we wish you the best, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for your honesty.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
It's not always easy to hear it, but sending you lots of love for that. We both, Cherry and I both understand. We do.
And being a single parent isn't the end of the world. I know that because I was a single parent from 3 months after my daughter was born. So.
There we go. And my story is similar. I have three kids, but the youngest one, 3 months after he was born, became a single parent of three young kids. So it's doable. And, you know, there's lots of things to be proud of because those kids are going to be amazing. So
yes,
they are amazing. Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you all for listening. We will be back next week.
All right, archivers, you're the only ones hearing this. So come back next week. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye.